Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Why are you shaking your head?
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with you.
All right. No, well, I mean, no, I was having trouble hearing things at the beginning of the show today. I wasn't sure what was going on.
I was just reading I just got a text message from my sister, and she's the first to fall for an April Fool's joke this year.
It's not even April yet.
I know. I guess someone posted, I can't post this tomorrow, so I'm posting it today, and she fell for it.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday. Glad to have you along. And yesterday I put an ultimatum down. Our audience does respond occasionally to ultimatums, but I said we weren't going to do the Eggtacular unless we got 16 eggs purchased. And we even dropped the price on the eggs. And, of course, they rallied by buying 16 eggs, which means we have to do it, but it was the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that means I have mixed feelings, because I was like, I think when I do an ultimatum like that, I'm thinking really that I wouldn't mind canceling my idea.
Yeah.
But no, we have to do it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Welcome to the show.
No refunds.
So we have to do it. We have to do the eggs. What's the tally of the distribution of eggs?
Currently, it is 6 for Mike, 6 for Rob, and 4 for Josh.
Congratulations. People don't want to see your faux hawk get all eggy.
This bothers me, because I was doing everything yesterday shy of saying, buy eggs for Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, really pushing them in that area, and they failed me.
Well, I think it's the fact that egg yolk will look better on a bald head.
Well, really? Easier to clean.
I don't know.
I'm getting a haircut today.
It'll be a nice haircut. Shine.
I'm trying to think what I am in a crossroads again with growing my hair longer instead of buzzing it.
Yeah.
And it's at the stage now where it looks to me like I'm a man with thinning hair. That's where I've
got. In the summertime, you should go short. In the wintertime, you should go longer. And I think that we're at an era now where you should just keep it high and tight, as they say.
You know, I had a morning this morning where I was up super early. It had been requested by my entrepreneur son, who's making a bit of a killing with the squishy things.
Yeah.
At school.
So he is reselling them.
Yeah, it's a resell prize.
It's a resell. And so
I got in such bad trouble in eighth grade reselling stuff.
But
they had to change a school law about it, because I found a play. My mom was in a bowling league, and they had these great lollipops. They were square, probably by an inch by a half inch, decent sized lollipops.
Were they Jolly Rancher lollipops?
No, they were off brand. And this is pre-Costco, so it was hard to find stuff like in bulk. Mm-hmm. And the bowling alley sold them for 10 cents each. And I could buy as many as I wanted and couldn't keep them on the shelf for a quarter each. And
you mean the shelf? You mean your backpack or
whatever?
Well,
actually, Mike, at this point, it got to be such a thing that I was carrying a briefcase to school. Because
you had a briefcase full of lollipops?
I did.
Now, what was the law that you violated?
That there was no law in place about selling things in school.
But food is usually the one. I don't think that food's allowed to be sold. But
it was vague, and there was no rule they could enforce. So they had to put in a no resale, because that's also the key time of a student's life when they're selling like candy bars to benefit literacy.
All that stuff. Right.
I just did that, but I wasn't benefiting literacy. I was benefiting me, and I was making a lot of money. That's 250% profit.
Did you have teachers as customers as well?
I sold a couple to teachers, yeah.
And so what was their, how did they articulate their justification for shutting you down? Do you remember? That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that is a long time ago. I seem to think I was pulled aside, and I think it might have been Mr. Dilio that did it, the shop teacher. And
hi ho, Didilio.
No, it was Len Dilio, Mike, and he was also a magician.
Was he referred to as what I would have immediately done as
all the time?
Len Dildo?
Yeah. Oh, okay. God. I mean, even before we got our class schedules, we
got were doing it. Okay.
That. What grade was this?
This was eighth.
All right.
So I was grade. 13. But Mr. Dilio was also a shop teacher and a magician and would use the students to help him build his big tricks.
I bet you were like head of the line with that one.
No,
right?
No, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I saw right through the fact that we were being used to build a guillotine. But so they pulled me aside and said, no, you can't do this anymore, Mr. Spiewak.
Well, he hasn't been shut down yet. And the thing is that these, some of them are called Nitos, Squishy. He was bringing in a strawberry to school. Today that he paid $5 for a strawberry squishy that he said to me he was going to unload for $15 today.
That's good money.
It is good money.
And the fact that he has got the wherewithal to get you to get him up and get to a Walmart.
I don't mind. I was up at 5 a.m. this morning.
Exactly.
And I took him out there, and he came out crestfallen because he said there was another there was a grown-up in the line looking too. So
they're the worst.
You know what? They are
the
worst.
It's the same at the baseball card stores and the Pokemon stores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grown ups that are taking all this to make money.
Because we're all being slowly eviscerated financially in this country.
Sure.
And so that's the equivalent of grasping for the crumbs. Mm-hmm. Where you've got the 40-year-old mom in line, you know, that's pushing a kid out of the way to get these things. And I don't even know whether I like my kid doing it, to be honest with you, but he's doing it. And it's something that I don't know whether I've really been able to analyze the harm in it. It doesn't seem like it's all that harm.
I don't think there's any harm. If he is a self-starter, it's not like you drilled this into him. I don't think you were a big resale guy, were you?
No, and
mom isn't. Mom's a retailer from the word go. She offers service. She's not a reseller.
But they are a side hustle family.
Yeah, we are a side hustle family.
But he figured out his own side hustle. I mean, that's my godson. I'm proud of him.
And I know he'll continue to do it because he gets
a briefcase.
It was a horrible briefcase. I think I bought it at Marshall's.
With your money, your profit. So we'll see what happened. We're going to do it again tomorrow because he said restock day. He's been doing his research online.
That's the funniest thing.
But by the way,
he knows when to do it.
And we can get, I get him up at 6 a.m. So if he's showered the night before and he's ready to jump into his stuff and get going, I'm cool with that. I'll do my stuff later on. That's fine. I don't mind doing it if he wants to do that.
My mom used to own a gift shop. And she was selling the Beanie Babies during the craze of the Beanie Babies.
Sure.
And there'd be people on restock day with lines down the block.
And aren't they proud they did that because they've certainly held their value.
You know how many Beanie Babies I've got that are worthless?
Do you know what Julia's, one of her final senior projects?
All that garbage is worthless.
Julia's senior projects to graduate from college was to make a dress out of Beanie Babies. And she was able to get them free, and then she threw the dress away because people don't care. They just don't care about that stuff.
Of course not.
Yeah. I mean, but they do at the moment.
Oh, sure. It's the most important thing.
At the 15 minutes, they care. But it's also why we don't care about anything else. I mean, that's what these kids are. I don't know. It makes me – I dive into the news now, and I look at the news, and I just shake my head ruefully and move on. So maybe the distraction is good.
When you were a kid that was, like, red hot that people might have collected?
I'm sure there was, but I think it's definitely – I think right around the time of Tickle Me Elmo – or Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids might have been the first, I think.
That might have been the first time, and it's what we care about. We are perfect society for not challenging the powers that be because we care about the meaningless stuff.
Well, it's marketing every year to try to be that next Tickle Me Elmo.
It's got
to
be the next. Now it's viral videos and the next viral video and the next viral sensation. You know, you see the people that are doing this, and I suppose that it's our modern day equivalent of the Coliseum. Where keep the people amused and they won't rebel. You know, if you keep them amused with
A 100-year history of us being not even consumers, just people that are full of consumption. We have to have everything. And what do we have? We have what we are told is important at the time.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. So let's get a health report on Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
He sounds bad, but he's feeling better today. So
100% better. Yeah, it's so great. Right. I'm sorry my voice is a little weak, but it will come back,
now,
I promise.
What causes, is it just it sounds weak or does it feel weak?
It doesn't feel weak. I think it's just a little raspy. Huh? Yeah?
No, it sounds like you're out of breath when you talk. You're like...
Well, no, I think it's just raspiness.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, but the steroids, I'm coming down off the steroids. Good. 3 a.m. meals last night. Mm-hmm. And the antibiotics are working like a charm. And I haven't even had to hit the good cough syrup yet.
Oh, you haven't even touched it?
No.
Not even for fun?
No, not even for fun. But I have it standing by with a dosing syringe because it is
another,
great.
I've got another suggestion for what you can take. This is the early morning hours, and it's very top of mind when my kid's sitting in the passenger side of the car waiting for the bus because he didn't have the squishy things. So we had to go to the bus stop early, and we're sitting in the car. And he says, Dad, what's ketamine?
This is a teachable moment.
It was a teachable moment. You nailed that. And I went into a whole thing about do you remember way back when we had the author of a book that really meant a lot to me, Chasing the Scream, about heroin addiction and painkiller addiction? And I told him, I said, really, it's just ketamine is a drug that is used to tranquilize, to get you off more hard drugs. But at the same time, all of this stuff, when you see the viral videos of the streets of Philadelphia with people just bending completely at the waist, sound asleep out of it, you're dealing with...
And most of them play for the Eagles.
And they're hopeless.
Yeah, you are.
And that's what it is. It's a hopelessness, and that makes pain go away. So it's an anesthetic. It's anesthesia. And that's what I said. That's why people do drugs, even if it's a situation where it's marijuana. It's still a departure. Alcohol, just numbing, medicating ourselves. Yeah, Josh, you were going to say something.
Isn't ketamine also used for PTSD? Doctors, I think they're using it.
It might be
small controlled dosage.
Yeah, and isn't that what killed Matthew Perry? Wasn't an overdose of ketamine?
It was ketamine or a ketamine derivative. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's mind numbing. So I did use it as a teachable moment.
Good.
And then we'll see. But I mean, this is 12. This is.
Did you tell
right
them that addictions come in all form? They can be alcoholic addictions. They can be medicinal. They can be squishies.
He said, Dad, were you an alcoholic? And I said, no, probably not in the dictionary sense of the word, but
since you were born.
What are you saying oh for?
Because you never used to be an alcoholic. You always are.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'm sober 4 years. I'm still an alcoholic.
Okay. I don't know the jargon. You almost sound like you went to a meeting.
No, but you know, I may have told you this. I don't know. I had lunch with a guy that I met in kindergarten and hadn't seen him since high school. And I didn't realize his journey. And he has an AA meeting that he goes to, not close, but not too far away.
Have you ever been to a meeting, any meeting?
I haven't. But after talking to this guy, and he's one of those guys that we literally hadn't talked in 30 years. And we sat down to lunch and it was like, you know, we were 10 years old again. It was so cool. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him, and he says,
"I
do a meeting."
Lollipops.
You know what? I never sold him a lollipop. Good guy. But he said, "I have a meeting. You should come." And I said, "You know what? I will." And so, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to meet up, and I am going to go to a meeting just to
see
what it's like.
Any thoughts about it? Because I mean, it's something you kind of avoided. You didn't avoid it.
I talk to people that have gone through the program, and I talk to my doctor. And they said, I don't think that's what you need. And until you, if you face a struggle, you may want to look into it. And if you don't, you know, it's something that somebody, my good friend Aaron, who co-hosted the show with me once when you were out, he was another guy that
was out on a bender.
You were, Mike. You were unable to perform that day. No, it was a pre-planned vacation. But Aaron was the first of my sort of cohorts to reach out.
I got so drunk on that vacation, that pre-planned vacation.
Did you do things you regret? Did you hurt people?
Sure. Yeah, we'll get to that. But go ahead. Yeah. I didn't mean
but he was one of the first people to reach out to me when I came back. And I asked him about it. He says, I've also never done a meeting, but I have the number for AA on a post-it at my desk. If I ever feel the need, even an inkling of a need to go to a meeting, I'll go. And he said, and that's where I think you're at too. And I've not been tempted to regress. So I've not done a meeting, but talking to someone who has really benefited from the, and not just by staying sober, but like helping others and keeping yourself in a positive frame of mind. Mm-hmm. He kind of turned me. And I don't know that I would be comfortable walking into a meeting cold with people I didn't know. But if I walk in with a guy I've known for 50 years.
Good idea.
It's a great
idea. But I also think you approach these things different. And you would be going into that meeting looking for the entertainment.
Yeah, or to be the entertainment.
Like he went to the homeowners HRA. Association.
He's going to be recording and making fun of the guys that he's better than.
I won't record an AA meeting. I promise.
You know, I think that another thing that I told my kid was that most of the things that I regretted, interpersonal relationship things that happened. There were many, many instances where alcohol was at play, and I regret them all. Yeah. And I think that, I don't know, the human brain is a weird thing. I mean, we really do things when, sometimes we feel we have to, and then other things just happen. I'm not going to sit here and say, I got to a point where I said, no, I've evolved to the point where I am now. Whereas, it used to be a big, big part of my life. I owned a bar. One of the reasons I probably went into the bar business was because I liked to have an adult beverage. I always liked it or more.
Do you feel as I do that 20 years ago when you and I were both hitting it without even a second thought, maybe me more than you probably, because I was an every night have a cocktail guy. But 20 years ago, the excuse of, hey, I'm sorry, I was drinking, that carried a lot more weight than nowadays. Because I think that 20 years...
With everybody,
you mean? Everybody, just culture. Because now if you say, hey, I'm sorry that happened, I was drinking, it doesn't erase you from the responsibility because you chose to drink and it's still you doing it. But 20, 25 years ago, it seems to me, when you said that, it was like, well, you know, you had a few drinks and, you know, you weren't acting as yourself. And I think people are more responsible to their actions nowadays, and that makes it a little deeper and a little darker when you do something under the influence that can hurt a friendship.
It's also why we're seeing less younger people drink.
I agree.
College kids aren't into drinking like they used to be.
It was such a huge part of college life during the Animal House era when I was there. But as far as the regrets are concerned, it's a lot of bad stuff can happen. We all know the publicized stuff that, you know, the absolute worst, if you get behind the wheel of a car and kill somebody, but just the moments, my type of thing, I wasn't always a super staggery, slurry guy, but I would say something inappropriate when I was at that stage. And, you know, and a lot of times it didn't work out well. And around that time was when I owned the bar, where I was unhappy. And, I look back on it. I think everybody has to go through their own stuff. But
you're right.
I think one of the reasons kids today probably don't do it as much as we did is that it was glorified a little more when I grew up. It was something where we couldn't wait till we turned 18 so we could legally have a drink. And that's not, you know, now kids at a very young age are told, I was never told about it being a bad thing, ever, right. Ever.
Oh, you want to talk about glorification? Look at TV in the 60s and 70s. Lovable drunks, people that had a few drinks and were wonderful. People that build their whole career out of pretending to be alcoholics.
Yeah,
and it was okay. It was it was sort of a ha-ha-ha.
It was glamorized.
You know, it was glamorized.
You know,
it
was. Hey, ha-ha-ha, he's getting loaded on stage. Dean Martin, the whole persona of Dean Foster Martin, Brooks, Foster Brooks. Yeah. You know, these guys that would do that. So, yeah, I think I feel as though my son, when I talk to him about that, he gets it, but he also then he, you know, drifts off and, you know, thinks about something else. So
well, that's
I don't know
true.
If I
and, you know, you
hit
have
home
his,
or not, you know?
No, you hit home and he knows it, but also it's just the culture surrounding him now.
Yeah.
You know?
Good.
I mean, it's better.
That's
Robert
a healthy thing.
Barely,
you know?
Barely has a few beers a month. Julia
but,
won't
I mean,
touch
he did
stuff.
For a time, right?
Oh,
he went through his phase at, you know.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair to blame that on him. That was another cultural thing. He got into a fraternity when he was a freshman, which I think is way too early for a guy to be in that sort of environment. And with the hazing and everything, he went through a lot of stuff. But he came out of it a much smarter guy, you know. So I'm okay with it. I wish he hadn't gone through it in the first place. But
I mean, and when you're talking about kids, he might have – I mean, when you go to college, you've got that moment. But, you know, in my case, 20s, 30s, 40s.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
3 decades of, you know, of doing that and hitting it pretty hard. And I looked at guys. I remember when I was in the business, I would look at guys that were in their 60s that were still in the business and still enjoying. And, you know, it kills you ultimately, as you know. It kills you. So I hope he got the message.
It's also been replaced as a society with marijuana and mushrooms being more acceptable and gummies that we people have found. Other ways to relax and kind of not completely
well. Also, I think with social media now and with the land of stand up comedians that want their their units to be longer podcasters, you know that do the whole thing where it's kind of a badge of honor. You know, here take a gummy, do this type of thing. You know, that's concerning to a certain degree because they are obviously having an influence on people. The things that come out of his mouth, and I'm sorry to be so kid-centric, but I was thinking about it today, and the darkness that comes out of his mouth, too, where he'll just be discussing things that are so down and dark that it'll throw me for a loop occasionally. And when you think of guys in their 30s, 20s and 30s, we used to have a saying on the old Don and Mike show, the douchebag 30s.
Exactly.
And a lot of these guys are still mining for comedy gold at the cruel expense of others to a certain degree where it's not – that's like the age group, and we're punching our way through that. But it's all cyclical, and it's all a clock on the wall that results in how you perceive things. You know, when Howard gets all that crap or, oh, he's not what he used to be. He's also not 40 anymore. He's not 35 anymore.
Yeah.
You change. You do become, you know, you do mellow with a little age. It happens. It happens. Now,
you can't
happen.
It happens without you knowing it sometimes.
I remember when I thought radio was too sanitized and dull, which it was. Mm-hmm. And then I was a huge part of the shock jock era where the more irreverent you were, the more you would be rewarded. And the funny catch 22 is that in the 80s and 90s, the more controversial and shocking you were, the more listeners you would get, but at the same time, the more the potential was there for you to get your butt kicked because you did something inappropriate.
High stakes,
and then they would kind of take a step back. We were fortunate that we had management that kind of supported us and backed us up when things would happen.
Kind of.
But somewhat.
Yeah.
Until those, you know, numbers were not – it's complicated.
It was also pre-internet.
It was pre-internet.
The internet is designed to destroy you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now the naked cruelty of the internet is pretty insane. And then I don't know when that cycle goes back. We are living in a cycle. I would consider this a down cycle as far as human kindness and human empathy. I think we're in a really we're at a really low point as far as that is concerned.
Almost,
you know?
A Roman point, Mike.
Almost a Roman point, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, every show, when you think about our popular culture, every show is centered, a lot of the reality shows, around cruelty, around rejection, around
every
disappointment.
Every reality show has got a negative aspect to it. That's what drives it.
That's what people want. We want to see, and I think in many cases, you want to see that because by looking at that, you see somebody that's going through something more difficult than you, and it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I know people that will on purpose hang out with people's whose lives are in chaos, and they almost enjoy being temporarily putting their toe in the fray of a chaotic, wrongdoing lifestyle because they can say, well, that would never happen to me, and then they can withdraw from it, and they're not doing it. But they get to see someone who's having trouble, and they dig that.
I think there are more young dads now that I see because I travel in those circles with a young child myself that are probably flying straight and narrow. And I wonder with some of these 40-something dads that when the little league is over and the high school is over and they venture off into, you know, how are they going to handle that? And I don't know. I really don't know.
They won't handle it as well as us, Mike, because say what you will. In our prime, we were both great drinkers.
Yes.
Very high-functioning.
Yes.
And we enjoyed it, but we were good. Neither one of us would get sloppy drunk until the very end. We could hold it together. We could. We were great at drinking.
And then Rob would fall, and I'd say, you know what? You got great teas.
When we should have stopped.
Of course it happens at the end, because that's when everyone shuts it down. Once you hit the, you don't get to choose. Oh, it's the end. I'm going to get sloppy.
No, and I never wanted the.
You get sloppy, and that's the end.
Yeah, I would shut it down sometimes at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Mike never wanted it to end.
I never wanted the party to end. Now,
Josh, you've heard Mike yell at me on the show for some of my shortcomings, and they're all deserved. But Mike would yell the loudest and the meanest when he said, "Rob can't hang. You can't do this. You're going to bed. It's only 3:00. Rob can't hang."
Somebody asked, Bruins Rules asked, they were worried after losing your dad that you might be tempted. Did that ever come into play at all when you were, you know, down there?
No. The one thing that was alcohol related with my dad is the one carrot we always held over him is that when you come home, you can have a beer. And we even told the doctor, I said, "We're going to bring him home. We're going to give him a beer." And doctor said, "That's great. If anyone in the world deserves a beer, it's your dad." And we had cold beer waiting for him. And from the moment he crossed the threshold of his place, he didn't want it.
Yeah, that's how you know, unfortunately. And, I remember my dad pushing away, one of those hospital TVs that used to be on the stick.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that would float down. And I said, "Hey, Dad, San Francisco's playing Dallas. This is a really good game." And he just turned his head and looked in the other direction.
The
I knew
little
that
things
was kind
that were,
of the end.
They were so important. I mean, days before, he was talking about how he was going to come home and have a beer. And then he didn't. And that was a disappointment for me because I thought it would make him happy, one of his final happy moments. But then also a revelatory moment for me because it's like, it doesn't mean anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of the life altering substances that we deal with don't really mean anything anyway.
Yeah, he did mention that the Demerol was better than Bex. No, he didn't really.
But it is.
It is.
I had some one time.
Yeah.
It was great. I still like, this is where the internet helps me.
Yeah.
I talk about watching degenerate gamblers play. I also watch the people that get knocked out. Have you ever watched any of those anesthesia videos where people get put out and they try to fight it? Love that. could watch that all day long. I could go to like if they had one of those theaters for surgery like they used to have. I would love to watch people get knocked out.
Ceramic walls and you're way up in the air. Yeah.
Because I need a diversion because right now my baseball team isn't helping me on any effing level whatsoever. Caleb Durbin. Really good move.
Demerol.
Good move. Getting a Weeble to play third base for the Red Sox, who can't hit an elephant, as my father, God rest his soul, would say, can't hit an elephant in the ass with a broom. Now, last night, the reason I'm upset about this is last evening, I have been attempting to use my T-Mobile to get the free MLB streaming service.
And so as I can Josh watch has all explained, out of market. A dozen times. It's so easy.
But it's not, Josh. It's not. I have YouTube TV. That's how I get my TV.
Yes,
and
me
then
too.
I went to my Samsung.
Yes.
And
yes.
On my Samsung, I looked up the app of MLB.com. And because I probably have an account with MLB, but I haven't paid for anything yet, they flash up the $149 for the year, like $29 a month to get the MLB streaming service so you can watch all out-of-market games. Yes. I don't know, and I end up last night having to go through ESPN to sign up for ESPN to get the MLB thing.
That is the new requirement.
Okay.
If you sign up directly, that you have to sign up for ESPN, sign up for that, cancel ESPN. I've seen a lot of complaints about that.
Okay. What about the T-Mobile thing? How take me through if you can, if it's not going to be too dull for our listening. How did you get it by using the freebie from T-Mobile because you're a T-Mobile customer?
By going.
See, well, it's not easy.
No. It was really easy, but I just ran into an issue because I went to my T-Mobile. So all I did was I went to my T-Mobile app and I clicked get the MLB for free. But then I just went there now and it's not there.
See?
So I Googled it and it said,
promotion over.
You can only redeem this perk through March 30th.
That's yesterday. Oh, no. So close.
I'd come in here and so do now it. It's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
What's great, Mike, is that YouTube TV has Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, that's good, but they don't have ESPN.
Well,
I don't think. I don't know. I bought it.
Well, what you need to do... So you bought the MLB TV?
I bought the MLB TV, and I watched the Suck Sox play a little against the Astros.
What you need to do, though, is go in and cancel the ESPN thing you signed up for.
Okay.
Because the ESPN and MLB will both charge you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we don't want that.
No.
ESPN forces you to do it to sign up. It forces you to get a month free of ESPN.
Okay. All right. So I can jettison the ESPN and keep the MLB.com.
Yes. Is the MLB app the same one that they use to buy concert tickets? For a while, they were partnered up, I think, with getting concert tickets. So if you bought a – no, okay, different.
No,
I had to get some sort of MLB app for that.
MLB has two apps. They have MLB.
Did the Orioles play last night?
Kind of.
Oh, they lost too?
They lost also, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All
come on, Mike. outwardly
still ahead of the Sox.
All right, last thought. Because I don't think this is anything that's going to take a lot of time. Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
The British – crime gang 1910s, 20s era.
And number one on your hit parade right
from
now.
From Birmingham, England, made me realize one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes sense. I come from a joyless people.
Now, there's so many questions. Like the Irish, DJs?
It's a myth.
Or what people?
It's a myth. You know what? You want to know what the Irish are? The Irish are judges and law enforcement officers and bitter and boxers and fighters And, you know, the idea of happy joy, happy St. Patrick's Day, we're all having a day. And the leprechaun. If you really realize, you know, the only leprechaun that really is closer to the Irish is the leprechaon from those horror movies.
Oh, that's the movie Leprechaun, yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. But if you watch Peaky Blinders, you know, with the, you know, and it's Brits and gypsies and the Irish and all, and I'm including everybody in that part of the world.
Sure.
And it really is just a sad, depressing, no one's happy with their lot in life. There's not enough money that can make them happy. They have moments of joy punctuated
by.
I can totally relate to that. You need to watch
Happy Irish People, Mike, like Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Which is a myth. A completely
Mike is a great leprechaun.
That's right, Seamus. Everything's going to be fine for you today. No, it's absolutely untrue. It's more like, you know, what a day. We got to go. We're going on strike. If you pay me more money, I'll do that. Yeah, I'm going to hit you over the head and throw you into the, I'm going to throw you into the cut. They say that a lot. I'm going to throw his body into the cut.
What's the cut?
I don't know. It's some body of water. It's like a ditch.
Could be a bog. Yeah, sure.
The cut. Throw him into the cut. That's what it is, you know. But, I mean, it's like that's what it is. It's a study in crime and depression. And that's why I love every minute of it. I really do.
Great.
I love the show. It's fantastic, but it's super depressing with some great sex. There, it's my kind
of show.
Yeah,
but is it like dirty sex because they're like in a bog?
No, it's good. Well, sometimes it's dirty sex.
Yeah, are they in the cut?
Are they having sex in the cut?
They're having sex everywhere. With a variety of with their wives, with hookers, with everybody.
They're not banging leprechauns, are they?
No, we haven't gotten to that yet, but I'm sure, you know, next season, you never know.
Hi, I'm here. Hello. I hear you are a prostitute.
There you go. We have lots of show, including, news coming up. And news fresh off a brand new device.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll do that when we come back, everybody. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. Yay! We are doing the Eggtacular. It's coming up Thursday, where we will be cracking eggs over our head. You can go to the Mike O'Mara Show store to buy your eggs, $50 an egg, and you get to choose your favorite host who you want to see crack an egg on their foreheads. Now, we reached the magic number to do it. I was going to pull the plug on the minimum, but we'd like
like the telethon, Mike, we just want to sell one more egg than we did last year.
Exactly. So it's a fundraiser for the show, $50 a night. And you know, if there are 30 people that want me to break eggs on my forehead and Rob gets 40 and Josh gets 60, we'll do them.
Yeah.
We'll buy the eggs and we'll get them done. And somebody said, what a horrible waste of food. Yeah, tough tease. There you go. Hit the music, Slim.
Really? That's people fine. Are concerned about the waste of food?
I don't know. Eggs and all that.
Because I'm going to scrape them and scramble them.
Scrape them, scramble them, cook them, dang, dang, ham and egg.
Oh, God, do we have that?
You have probably heard, don't worry about it, you have probably heard of the Irish goodbye. It's where you leave a party without saying goodbye.
And then you fight everybody.
And then you fight everybody deep and dark.
That sounds nice and friendly.
But have you heard of the Midwest goodbye? Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's quite the opposite. It's where you say goodbye to everyone at the party, and it takes absolutely forever. According to the Chicago Trib, most of it involves lingering in doorways. Here's the quote. We spend so much time standing on a threshold, one hand on the doorknob, resisting leftovers, hugging, promising to return, resisting leftovers once again, listening to just one more story, being unable to extract ourselves. I guess too polite.
Yeah.
I think that's a myth, too.
I think that's too.
The Irish being happy. I don't think the Midwesterners do that.
Although I have heard a peculiar thing about the Midwest that I do buy into is that in the Midwest, no one will take the last portion of a piece of food at a meal. Like if there is a casserole and say there are 16 portions, right? And 15 are gone and one is left.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will take half of the last one. And then someone will take half of what's left there. Because they don't want to be responsible for taking the last of the food.
I'm a New Englander. We're not burdened with that. We just make sure we take the last one when no one's looking.
Exactly. My dad, he swear he still has, he had fork scars on his hands from fighting to get to the meat with his brothers. Because it was not.
Fork scars.
Yes.
Wow. That's dark, too. He ought to be on Peaky Blinders.
That's probably what killed him.
Let's see. So, and the etiquette apparently is one does not simply cut off a Midwest goodbye. The only way out is through. And don't think because you got to your car, it's over. Charlie Barron said that not even the driveway is safe. Whatever you do, don't roll down your window, which I think is funny. The Irish goodbye, much easier, where you just blow the popsicle.
Do you do that
stand.
Irish goodbye? I mean, I'm not trying to put you in a trope, but yeah.
Yeah, I've done
sure,
it.
Sure, it's easy.
I used to do it at my bar all the time. Because it was such a tedious departure. According to a behavioral scientist and psychologist, here are three easy science-backed ways to build a more positive mindset. Well, certainly watching Peaky Blinders isn't helping me. So let's see. Number one, this looks like it might be BS. I might blow this up. Make a ta-da list. At the end of your day, write down everything you got done, not just the big stuff, things like finishing laundry or even drinking enough water. The goal is to remind yourself that you did a lot. That builds confidence.
So
that's
self-praise.
Crap. That's that. I think that's crap. The first one doesn't make any sense. I won't blow it up, but I don't buy into it.
No, I just ask my wife to tell me the good things from the day that I did.
Schedule number two is schedule worry time. Oh, God.
Oh, bite my ass.
Blow it up.
Hold on. Yeah, there we go. I have to get it out here. Where is it? I got it. There we go. All right, schedule worry time. Instead of stressing all day long, give your worries a set time and a place.
I worry all the time, always. If I were to set a worry time, it'd be all the time. That's dumb.
Use realistic affirmations. The only third one was, it's called 7 out of 10 rule. Pick something you believe 70% already, like, I'm a hard worker. Say it to...
Jesus. Hey, Josh.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
70% of the time.
70% of the time. Yes.
Oh, God. FML, people! Celine, this is good news. Now we have some good news.
Finally, Mike.
Celine Dion, I love her. I think she's great. I think she's a generational talent. She broke some big news Monday.
Oh, she got fat, right?
That's
kidding.
The big news.
You know, the talent in Celine Dion.
Oh, it's great.
Compared to the talent of Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even comparable.
That's right. That's why everyone cares about her and visits her house, and why people will still be buying her records 50 years from now.
No, she's I think she's genius. I really do. Her instrument is one of the best I've ever heard. She is officially returning to the stage in Paris, France, after being sidelined for years, battling something called stiff person's syndrome. The legendary singer made the stunning announcement in the Instagram video. She revealed that she's going to perform 10 shows over several weeks at Paris's La Défense Arena. And by the way, she looked good. She did not look fat. She looked healthy, and she looked good on the video.
That was a joke, because she's very thin.
Well, no, she'd been through a lot of health issues.
Right, right.
She will do it beginning in September, and Celine can't wait to get back on stage, pointing out she feels strong and excited, but also a little nervous. And I just think, you know, her ability to make music, that's somebody I would have gone to see at a residency in a heartbeat. I love just the powerful instrument.
Yeah, you know,
I really do. I don't need all the glitz and all the spectacle. I just love the...
there will be glitz, though, and there will be spectacle.
Yeah, there will. There probably will be. Not spectacle, but glitz, perhaps, right? Yeah.
Right now, if you Google Celine Dion, a little balloon floats up in the middle saying, "Welcome back." Google's done something special for her.
Oh, really?
I've never seen that before.
That's cool. All right.
If you Google Elvis Presley, a balloon comes up and says, "Mike's wrong."
All right, sorry. You made me upset. You made me upset about your comment about Celine saying she was fat.
You've made me late enough.
You've made me late enough. Elvis. Tyler Perry. Hey, we can agree on him, right?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry wanted to do something to help the... Oh, okay. This is a tale of two celebrities.
Okay.
One doing for others, the other, well, draw your own conclusion.
All right.
Tyler Perry wanted to do something to help those unpaid TSA agents at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Right. I think Tyler Perry, a lot of his studio work and a lot of his movie stuff is done around the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
But the feds, suckers, they shut him down. Tyler showed up at the airport Thursday with a wad of cash to hand out to them, but he was told federal rules prohibit them from accepting direct cash gifts. Later that day, Tyler's people returned with $1,000 gift cards and started handing them out. Supposedly, they had worked through with management, HR, and the legal channels to make sure it was cool.
Okay.
Even so, the airport's federal security director decided they couldn't accept those either.
You have to. You have to shut that down. You can't allow that. Otherwise, here's a briefcase of gift cards. Just ignore me as I go through this x-ray machine.
With a bomb.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, TSA workers who got gift cards were ordered to return them, which is going to be hard for some people who've already spent it.
Yeah, of course.
That's funny.
But like Tyler will get his revenge because his new movie is called Madea Joins ICE.
Wouldn't the guy on the right be like the security director? No, I'm sorry. You have to return them. Oh, but wait a minute. I just bought my kid an e-mail. No, you have to return it.
How many gift cards do you think Tyler Perry actually purchased to get all this publicity?
I don't know. Has he got a movie coming out? We'll have to
check. I'm sure he does. He's got one every month.
Out. Or Madea has a movie coming out.
Madea. Madea's family reunion. All right. But anyway, on the other side of the spectrum.
Madea returns to Dublin.
Look, maybe he's trying to do something good.
Madea, now he's got a brand new movie on Netflix, Joe's College Road Trip.
Madea in Tipperary. All right, Jay Leno.
Yeah.
He owns something like 181 cars.
Yeah, 180 cars.
151 of them are so old they couldn't pass the smog test required in the state of California. Well, Jay is trying to change that. He sponsored a law that's actually nicknamed Leno's Law.
Yeah, it's Leno's Law.
Which would exempt classic cars from having to meet those smog requirements. Lawmakers introduced it last year, and it failed, but they've made some alterations and think it'll pass this time. For a car to qualify, it has to be registered as a collector's vehicle, and it can't be the owner's primary source of transportation, which shouldn't be an inconvenience. As Jay says, quote, "Our classic cars are only driven for special occasions, weekend drives, and car shows." And on the line with us right now, I believe we have Jay Leno. Rob, do you want to speak to him?
Yeah, Jay, are you there? How are you doing with your cars, buddy?
I need to Leno's Law.
What's that?
I'm really happy about, you know, Leno's Law. There's no reason to have smog requirements. I shouldn't have smog requirements on my
This is my new
Leno's making me laugh.
Are you very much invested in all automobile litigation?
Look, all I care about is my cars, right? My cars.
What if I were to buy a brand new car and it turns out to be no good?
That will not apply to Leno's Law.
But would it be a lemon law?
No, you know, you're making light of it. I value these cars, and they're brought some people that.
Well, Josh, on the phone, we have noted comic Jay Leno. Who
can we put up a picture of Jay Leno at the post so I don't have to look at my own face?
I have a question,
this
Jay.
This is going to go a little longer, Josh.
Now, you had to, you definitely had to, you know, get involved with this litigation.
Did you?
Have you ever touched your Tonight Show money?
Nope. All my money that I spend, the money that I spend is strictly my stand-up money.
Stand-up money. Like, if you were to play Charlestown in West Virginia.
That would go right in the coffers. That would go right in the
coffers. There you are.
Yeah,
there you
Josh. Josh Leno. So it doesn't, look, all I know is Leno's Law is going to hopefully make car collectors.
Car what?
Car collectors.
Oh, enthusiasts.
Yeah, enthusiasts. the car enthusiasts will be able to keep their cars and not get rid of them because of these, environmental laws.
Can I ask you about
environmental laws?
Can I ask you about one of your specific cars?
Sure. I don't own a Ferrari.
No. Do you own a Datsun?
Yeah, I own a Datsun. Classic Datsun Z 240 1978 240Z.
And you drive that?
Drive it all around Los Angeles.
But it's not your primary source.
Not my primary vehicle, so that's why Leno's Law says if it's your primary mode of transportation, you don't have to,
Do you have any Buicks, like a LaSalle or a Lucerne?
I've got a LeSabre. I have a LeSabre. I've got an original Bentley.
What?
An original Bentley.
We're on the phone with Jay Leno.
Hi, Rob.
Jay.
Hi, Josh.
The internet.
Stop laughing, Josh. You're making me feel really secure.
The internet says your favorite car is a 1972 Mercedes-Benz compressor.
That's a great car. That's a great car. But it wouldn't pass. It wouldn't pass the smog requirements.
So much smog. Yeah, a lot of smog.
I'm experiencing right now. My bronchitis.
Have you had trouble? I know you still perform. Have you been trouble getting through the TSA security?
Well, I brought some gift cards, $1,000 gift cards. Listen, I have to run.
What were the gift cards for?
The Circuit City. I got them in the 1990s.
But you don't touch your Tonight Show money.
I don't touch my Tonight Show money. It's all in the bank.
Very good. And
I'll buy more cars with it.
And you're going to be in the new Madea movie.
Check out Jay Leno coming to a theater near you soon. And, we just hope that the legislators in Los Angeles were able to successfully pass Leno's Law this year because it didn't go through last year.
And are you still doing jaywalking?
No, not on TV anymore. Not in the sense of the Tonight Show.
You can't do headlines?
We had a good run. We had a really good run. And just look online, jayleno.com, for my next concert. I'll be
One last question. Rolando wants to know, how's Kevin Eubanks?
Kevin Eubanks is, I haven't spoken to him since the show went off the air. In fact, I haven't spoken to anybody since the show went off the air. They all went their separate ways.
Yeah, Helen is dead, right?
Yeah, Helen Krishnick.
That's the name?
Yeah, gotta go.
Bye, Jay. Bye. That was a showbiz luminary.
Jay Leno.
Great comic, Jay Leno.
You know, if I'd prepared that, I probably would have had Josh standing by with the, but I was not.
Who knew it was going to be so lengthy?
I did not. I had not a lot come of to questions. Rehearsal. Unfortunately, we're running short on time. Let's move right along. So, Hidden Valley Ranch is looking to hire ranch ambassadors.
I swear to God, I'm this close to taking cyanide.
It's a contest.
Of course it is.
They're looking for two teams of two people. You don't have to be a couple, but you have to be cool sharing housing. What, like a room?
Yeah, you and me, yes. Mike.
We got to share a bed.
Let me see. They want to send ranch ambassadors to Europe and spend 2 months showing foreigners how ranch can complement all of their local favorites. I cannot think of anything more horrible. All travel expenses are covered, and they'll also pay you for about 40 hours of work per week. If you're interested,
cutters that care that much about ranch dressing, really, really take a look at yourself from the outside looking in.
Amen.
It's horrible. It's the condiment of the moron.
Yes, it is. Please.
But 2 months in Europe for free. I could do the show from there.
Yeah, but would you really like to go up to like a cordon bleu chef and say, you know what that chicken needs? Ranch dressing.
I'm not much of a ranch fan, so that
Yeah, it's horrible. I couldn't
say. I got an idea. Josh rolls up to you guys. I got an idea. Something you might want to be stirring into that casserole. You know, that put a little ranch in it, please.
I bet Jay Leno loves ranch dressing.
He does. listen, finally today, the American Meteor Society, the AMS, reports an apparent surge in large fireball events in the first quarter of 2026, saying an analysis of its records back to 2011 reveals a pattern that warrants serious investigation.
Look out.
Now, there's a lot of detail here. Check out this detail. This is their quote. The enhanced activity is coming from a specific part of the sky. The direction opposite the sun at roughly double the normal density. That's Mike Hanke who wrote the analysis. The AMS made it clear these fireballs were not of alien origin. Here's another quote. These are rocks from the inner solar system. There is no evidence of anomalous trajectory behavior, controlled flight, or non-natural composition. Where meteorites were recovered, lab evidence shows they're natural. All right. So that's what they say. With one last warning. In any event, we should all be prepared to die.
Always. Always. Armageddon, Mike, is happening.
Armageddon. We will take a short break, and we are running late as usual. We'll be right back after this. You know that we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Thank you, Mike. Hey, everybody. Thursday, we're going to be doing an eggtacular.
Yes.
I've already put some thought as to how I'd like to see it happen. This is the way I think we ought to do it. The eggtacular will work this way. I will have the special egg horn that will sound when one of the hosts.
What it sounds like.
Well, if you turn your music down, I can give you a little example.
Give me a taste of the horn.
Here's how it'll work. We will have all the eggs in front of us.
Right.
And we will be going clockwise.
Should we leave them in the carton or should we have them in a bowl?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I think really for ease of access and speed, since we already are going to have a lot of eggs cracked, probably a bowl would be the best way.
All right. And can I go ahead and cast my vote? I get brown eggs. Is that okay?
Yeah. You know, as long as it's got a yolk, I don't care. That's
all right,
the way.
Great. Okay. And I call brown eggs.
So if you're the first person to go, then I would be the next one and Josh would be the third. And so we'll be just cruising along. And if I remember that, we haven't done an egg yet. You know, that's the egg sound. The egg timer's up.
It's so funny when I send you something. I don't know what's going to land.
Yeah, so this landed. And of course, if you want to send me anything regarding sounds for eggs or egg, we're doing that. Now, in order for
Mike, could I request that you autograph every egg before you crack it on your head?
Josh, people go to MichaelMaraShow.com in the store to buy their eggs. Is that correct. Right?
Yep, MichaelMaraShow.com. Click on the store.
Click on the store.
You can find the eggs. You can find the cruise information. And you can find a bunch of T-shirts as I keep putting up new designs and old designs.
Hey, can we see the egg, the transparent egg graphic? Do you have that handy? Oh. I do love it.
Oh, the Eggtaculars?
Yeah, because
it's happening Thursday on the
show. It's our first transparent graphic, Mike.
It's a great video day. You really want to go to YouTube.
Oh, okay, well, it's still great.
TMOS Eggtacular, ladies and gentlemen.
And this will be on Monday, Thursday, right?
Right.
Yes.
Monday, Thursday. Which confused me.
It's not good to take it so lightly. Mm-hmm. Holy Week.
Thank you.
Yes.
The unrewarding life of a dog owner. I'm not going to do this, but sometimes I'm just fed up. Look, Carla doesn't like walking them. I don't like walking them. My son doesn't like walking them. They still don't successfully. I have a pen in our living room where they hang out a lot of the time, where they go to their crate.
Getting a walk, though? Like when they see the leash and they know it's time. No, but you have to be at least aware of that.
I suppose they seem to be enthusiastic.
Okay.
Mine gets excited.
Do you have dogs, Jay?
No, I just have cars.
I was wondering if you had a retriever, what kind of retriever you might have.
A Leno retriever.
Labrador.
A Leno retriever.
Do you have a yard you could just let them out in?
A fenced yard, yeah.
No, there was a little consternation today when I woke up at 5 o'clock, jumped in the shower, took my kid to Walmart, then took him to the bus stop, then came home, then took the barrels out, walked in, assuming Mrs. O'Mara was going to do the duty, but she was in a hurry, so she said, I don't have time, so I said, I've got to prep some more show, and then I had to take them out, and I just realized how little joy they are bringing to my life. And then I said, I came in here wanting to talk about that. I'm never going to end my relationship as a dog owner.
Tip if you want.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a call from my mom yesterday. And
yes.
From the previous night when the dog was perfectly fine, woke up to internal bleeding and organ failure and had to put her dog down yesterday.
How old was the dog?
14. I mean, it was Lulu, and she's a sweet, very smart, good dog.
Did she call you?
Yeah, right away. Well, the dog
Jesus,
didn't. My
is
mom
there
did.
Any family member that you have that when there's death to be had doesn't lean on your ass?
Mike, I always honor the calls because how long before they get called to come visit me?
Oh, my God. Were you close to the dog? Please tell me you weren't.
Yes, I was. I mean, the worst. I'd never been in a room when they put an animal down, and it's very.
You were in the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They didn't do like a little waiting room and then take the dog after the dog was asleep?
No.
Would you sit there and hold the paw?
I stroked her ear. Yeah. It was very, very weird.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. And then they left
us. How's your march going?
It's great. It has been a great year.
Christ.
But I have to give them credit. They obviously know the system, and they did it in a very sensitive way. And I guess if you have to lose a dog.
That's cruel, Shannon Fisher.
What did she say?
Rob has the Kennedy family luck. That is so cruel.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was if you have to lose a dog, if you go from the dog feeling perfect to the dog passing away in 12 hours, that's the way to do it. There was no lingering trouble, no decisions to make, no surgery to worry about.
Frankie, there was a little reception area, and they took him from us, and then they brought him back, and he was tranquilized, so he was sleeping. And we said our goodbyes, and then we took him, and we didn't see the actual moment.
They had already given an IV to the dogs.
By the way, I don't want to get rid of my dogs. I was just thinking,
all right.
You know, it's just
maybe if you stopped if you took in for the putting down and you just stopped at the tranquilizer, didn't have to go all the way through with it.
No,
because there are two injections.
I woke up yesterday morning. I take the dogs out four times a day. Michael takes them out 2-3 times a day. Carla takes them out 3 times a day. It's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant. And then there's still poop in the house. It's like
they're not on the same schedule then, huh?
I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it. And then Stubby at night will just sit there and whine. wine, 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 whether he has to go out or not. And then I'll take him right out, and he'll be all happy, and then he'll come in and he'll poop in the house. Carrie is the same way.
And
how is Carrie, by the way?
She's great.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually had a good evening last night watching TV and whatnot.
Okay.
We watched TV, had dinner together.
Boy, nice. When you throw a whatnot into something, I know you're look at the look on his face. Is
We've
weird.
Been watching all the James Bond movies in order.
That's good.
And okay. She is not a big Bond fan, so she spent some time in her phone. But I know that she agreed with me. Moonraker is very silly. This
it's
is a silly
like
movie.
Carla with blinders. She's in her phone the whole time. And, you know, and I'm watching the depressing Birmingham, England show about a gangster. And I still forgot how to pronounce the guy's name, the star. Killian?
I think the one with Killian.
Yeah, was Killian. It Killian or yeah. Killen? I'm not sure. Look, I need to, I don't know. Something's got to give. Something has to make it more of a joyful experience. I wish I did have a door that I could open and leave them out all day. I really do, especially in the summer.
The direct sun.
You could open your door and leave them out all day.
Sure. How?
Just open the door and
leave them out all day.
Yeah, let them parade
feral.
A little bit.
Yes.
Completely feral.
I did have one question for the vet that I didn't ask at the time. Is I'm familiar with the giving of a shot through an IV because I've done it with my son with his cancer. And one of the – he's better now.
I stick myself all the time now. With
but
all the
on these
stuff.
On these lines, it's important for the medicine to take to make sure you keep the line clean with saline. Otherwise, it'll get infected. And they did take the time to do saline in between the injections yesterday. And I wanted to say, are you really worried about infection at this point?
Yeah, it's kind of – maybe it's just SOP. If they didn't do it, they'd
forget
it.
Could be. Right. But rest in peace, Lulu Goddard, sweet girl.
Oh, Lulu. All right.
Sweet girl. She was a smart dog. She could bark quiet. She
Wanna
could
show you,
could,
you something.
Yeah. Josh, you could tell her, I said, quiet bark. And she goes,
yes. Oof, oof, oof. Right. Don't break it.
These are the pieces of the yesterday's.
That was a broken one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, the printer is dead. Long live the printer.
Anybody remember how much I paid for the cartridges?
63?
Yeah, with tax, 68.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And you were going to wrap them up and return them.
You want to know how much this sucker was?
I'm going to guess that was $80.
$54.
$53.
Nice! Why are you dropping it hard?
Because it's not, it's junk. It's all the junk from the other computer. The other one's already been installed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were banging around the new printer.
Yeah. No, what's
That's
great
a win.
Now.
I actually got a new computer with cartridges. Printer.
Right.
Yes.
For the same amount of money that I paid for cartridges for the other thing.
Follow through and return the other cartridges?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you get your money back?
Yes, I did.
So
and
you turned
they're not
a
supposed
profit.
To, and they're not supposed to. The lady did me a solid at the Mart of Wall.
That's
because
great.
She said they normally can't do that when you've opened the cartridges. But I said one was.
Card.
But I told her the truth that one was tampered with.
Yeah. And then you undid a button.
But now the great news is no more replacement ink. Whenever you need ink, you just buy a new printer.
Exactly.
What he's saying and what he's thinking and what he wants everyone to know is that the ink will be just as expensive for this printer as any other printer. Isn't
and also,
that
I believe your introductory ink, Josh, is not a full cartridge.
I feel like they have filler. Yes.
Yeah,
I
it's not
it's
an XL.
Set.
Yeah. Is it a four-cartridge system with cyan, magenta, yellow, and
Two.
Black? Oh, just a colored one and a black
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
You know, I've switched to the... the off-brand through the internet ink cartridges. And they don't work if you're subscribed.
That's a long description.
Well, you know what I mean. They're the reconditioned
This? How do they – have they – that's what they've spent time figuring out.
Is making you subscribe.
How to screw the consumer by making it proprietary with their ink as opposed to
HP,
making the printers work better.
HP is the worst. They will – from afar, shut your computer down. They will make it impossible for you to print.
I had to upgrade my HP subscription because I was printing too much when shipping the cookbooks out.
Shipping
so
and printing.
That was printing and shipping in the same sentence.
It was.
And you know, when your picture is there, it looks like the flames are almost tickling your lower lip.
That's true. It's very nice.
You see that? We have to take a break. We will come back with a big toilet. Yes, we know you've been clamoring for that, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up. I've got a delicious way to stay strong, healthy, and feeling great. Omaha Steaks. Fuel your routine with premium pre-portioned protein. Hey, I like that. Premium pre-portioned protein delivered right to your door. We're talking handcrafted USDA certified steaks, juicy gourmet burgers, plus chicken, pork, and more. Something for everyone. Right now, get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. That's a new code. Don't miss it. Why Omaha Steaks? Well, it's simple. They do beef right. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness, hand-cut by master butchers, and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and it shows in every bite. And honestly, nothing beats having a premium steak in your freezer ready to hit the grill anytime. Bring on the beef. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein straight to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Love that picture at the end with steak being cut on the diagonal.
Offer one thing is I fired up the grill. I hadn't had steak in months and had Omaha filet mignon this week.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 minutes per side. It was dissolving in my mouth. It was so good.
Yes.
These are great steaks.
Yummy. You love in my tummy.
That's for true.
Did you visit? I can't segue.
It's a good segue.
Not with the sponsor.
No.
We have to cherish the sponsors.
I want to just say, Mike, do you remember when we worked at WJFK?
Yeah.
FM 106.7 on your dial.
5800 Main Street. 10800
Main Street. You cherished your bathroom time.
Well, I mean, I was more regular than I am now. Now it's one of the things you'll find as you get older is that, the relief time catches you by surprise occasionally.
But also, you were never ashamed. I have beautiful memories of you walking through that expansive lobby with a USA Today in your hand.
Yes.
And greeting everyone as you walk to the men's room.
I can't tell you the last time I picked up a real newspaper.
I know.
And fun.
He didn't need it, Josh. There was toilet paper, but he liked to read the paper.
Well, everybody likes a little reading material.
Sure. On you know what? This was pre-phone.
By the way, I couldn't even take your phone in. I don't read anymore. I don't read.
You've forgotten how.
I've forgotten how.
Would you leave the paper behind
for the next guy? No.
I think occasionally you might leave the front page. Just because we all preferred the handicap stall, and you could drape it over the handle.
Yeah, in the style section, or what was it called? The life section.
Life section. Green was money, purple was life, and red was sport.
Okay, congratulations that you know the colors. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that although they've been developing it for a while in the United Kingdom, it's starting to come to our shores. A toilet that is made to minimize your time on the toilet at work.
Really?
What it is, the toilet is mounted at a downward 13% angle.
Okay.
So when you sit on it, you're essentially squatting, not sitting.
Like the squatty potty.
What happens is when you're doing that, you're really having to use your core and your legs to stay on the toilet.
So you're flexing, you're pushing.
After 5 minutes on average, people can't sit on the toilet anymore.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not to help you. It's not to help things move along.
No. It's to minimize your time.
Oh, it's to make your legs tired so you have to get up.
Go back to work. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I would imagine, though, the benefit would be, physical fitness. You're strengthening your leg muscles.
Also, Mike, I quote, it reduces engorged hemorrhoids.
Well, I...
Does it really?
Yeah, because less time on the toilet.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. I also assume that is a problem with workers now and smartphones, because you could stay in there for 30 minutes watching the show,
easy.
No problem.
Easy. My toilet is the opposite direction at a 30% angle, and I'm able to not only do my business but cut my toenails at the same time.
I was going to say, don't you kick your feet like Lily Tomlin in the big rocking chair?
Da, 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 da. Like the Rockettes. There we go.
But,
oh, man.
But watch out, and it's a weird-looking toilet. It really does. I can show you this photo of the gentleman. Of course, it's not a dirty picture.
That's an easier way to do it than like sending Josh a photo and having him put it up on the screen.
Don't diminish what I do, Mike.
No. Is that
that's a good picture right there. You can see exactly what's going on.
It looks like a it looks like it's broken.
Yeah, it does look like it's broken. I would be loath to sit on that toilet.
That stainless steel looks like almost like a prison toilet.
Well, if you want to play pretend.
Oh, I love prison toilets.
Do you?
So, yeah.
Well,
no
you
fuss,
like the
no
sink that's on the top of the toilet, and then the tank, and then the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, if you sit facing the wall, you can brush your teeth and take a dump at the same time. that's fun for the whole family. We have to take another break. We are coming. Do you have beautiful video for us today?
Oh, are we doing that today? Yes,
yes
I
we
do
are
have
doing
that.
That today.
Yes,
I'm
of
looking
course.
Forward to that. Beautiful video coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great. And the laughs are guaranteed. You know, I speaking of toilets, I have to say that my clear rear that I've had for a very, very long time,
mm-hmm.
recently, even in the plastic, developed a hairline crack in it. So I may have to be...
I told you to go with copper.
I may have to be replacing that. Well, but what an incredibly durable product, really.
You well could done. Replace it with a slope toilet.
Yeah, I might do that.
I just saw people are getting around that slope toilet by bringing their own little wedge toilet seat.
There.
It flattens it out.
Yeah, like a level.
Yeah, you know, that was brought in by cakes.
It's like a level for your ass.
Ass level.
And a tribute to John Cakes Allville, ladies and gentlemen.
Good guy. Good guy. Are you ready for the video?
Mike, do you remember doing a voice for a USA Today Life section writer? So funny. What was that?
It was,
what's he talking about?
It was Craig... I can't think of his last name.
Kilborn?
Craig Kilborn. No. It was Craig who did the column on Tuesdays.
Was that the voice that I did like this?
No, it was sort of an insensitive voice. And we played the song Feelings behind it.
And I don't have any memory of it. It you don't remember enough of it to guide
Craig
me to
Wilson.
What it really was.
Craig Wilson. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
I don't
he was a columnist.
I remember Craig Wilson. Wasn't he snarky?
No. He was more.
What is the? Give
he
me
was
more,
effeminate,
give me
Mike. We gave him an effeminate voice.
Is
and
that
read
what
his
I
column.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both you and your partner did it.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Another time.
Something you can't do anymore. So right. Bruins rule. All right. I mean, go back to the '80s. Thank you.
Yeah.
All
goodbye.
Right.
And now this.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
This tape is a little longer than a tape I normally would play, but trust me, it's worth it.
Okay.
We haven't seen this in a while. It's a sort of got its heritage, its roots in the days of COVID, when people started doing their court testimonies via Zoom. And because of that, you know, certain allowances have to be made because they're not in the court. This judge is not taking any of it.
You cannot be driving, ma'am. What are you doing? Come on.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger in a car.
Tonight, virtual courtroom drama gone viral after a Michigan woman zoomed into her appearance Monday, seemingly from behind the wheel, though Kimberly Carroll claimed otherwise.
I'm sorry, I have an emergency. I'm going out of town for a family member, but I will have my driver pull over.
Detroit area judge Michael K. McNally not having it.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
Judge McNally demands Carroll, the defendant in a civil debt collection case, turn the camera.
Let me see the driver.
Hang on 1 second. I have to ask their permission.
Now. Well, you're not in the you weren't in the driver's side. You think I'm that stupid?
In the post-pandemic era of virtual appearances, viral mishaps are stacking up, like this overexposed police officer in Detroit.
You got some pants on, officer?
No, sir.
That's
people. Yay.
But that full video, it's about 7 minutes. If you watch the judge and the lady, she gets in such a homina state when he says, turn the camera so I can see the driver. She says, wait.
Yeah. She's outside of the car.
It's so, so great. People are dumb. Okay. I love pranks, and I've made a few merry pranks in my day. This is a pretty next level one. Someone has figured out how to get into the frequency of the clown's mouth at McDonald's and is overriding the actual person taking the order. And so it goes a little something like this.
Someone stole one of our headsets and they're controlling this. What do you want to eat? Don't listen to them, man. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Give me the big arch. Why don't you go to Bronze instead? I'm so sorry.
Good boys.
Big arch meal with a medium fry.
Anything else for you, though?
Big arch isn't even good.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Don't listen to them.
And then can I get a 10-piece nugget?
No.
And a large Diet Coke?
I don't think so.
It is such a stupid voice, but it's
a
funny.
Great voice. It is so perfect for the situation.
No.
Just doing Big Arch voice. Isn't even very good. Why don't you go to the other place instead?
It's Beavis. Way to go.
I love it. Oh, it's so good, and it makes me wish I'd thought of it. Let's close with this, Mike. Thailand is pretty far away from here, but they also have beauty pageants.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that update.
What else
I really appreciate that. That's a good setup. That's really good. Thailand is pretty far away from here. Don't get upset. Come on now.
Thailand, what I'm saying is that even though it's on the other side of the world, we share commonalities with them. They also have beauty pageants, and their contestants also have veneers in their mouth, sometimes to help their smile.
Okay.
Before you compete, maybe make sure they're tighter.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Play it again. Play it again. I didn't know it was going
to
be her.
Literally had to take him out of her mouth.
Oh, no. Don't call me right now. I'm at the end of the show. Stop it.
Let's see those loose veneers one more time. Good? All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Come
on, and she's got the pop-on veneers.
It really looks like something she got out of a vending machine. I don't know if she won or not, but we wish her all the best.
What are the lady boys? That's what they call the men who are women over in Thailand. Lady boys. I think that's one of the things they
surprised that you brought that up.
Rod Roddy. You know,
it's a far away place.
It is very far away.
Far away. We'll deal with it. Whatever. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying, lady boys are fun to meet on the street.
I love you. Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know. More.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to expel some urine.
I don't like...